Holy Letters to the Rebbe, letter number 1101, and the date of Baruch Hashem dated on the 14th day of Tammuz Tovshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. Shalom Baruch. The Rebbe says, I was happy to hear from Mr. Such and Such about you and about the good work for matters of Judaism, and Mr. writes to me that you need now a blessing, that you need a healing. So when I was last Monday, Yud Beis Tammuz, on the resting place of the Tzion for my father-in-law, the Rebbe, so I mentioned you for a healing, and I hope that you will be able to let me know the good news that you are feeling already better. I will be very thankful to you for this good news in this matter. I also want to remind you or arouse you to the institution, to the what my father has instituted, that every day after the davening in the morning to say the Yom Tehillim, as the Tehillim has been divided on the days of the month, and so that in the entire month that you should minimally once having said the entire Tehillim, and also to study every day a portion of Chumash with the Rashi's commentary, and I hope that you with B'li Ned without a vow will see to observe this, saying Tehillim and learning Chumash with Rashi's commentary from here and on. Both of these matters, of these classes that you learn, they draw down blessing and success in the life of a Jew. In the portion from the previous week that we learned written in Shabbos, the first verse is Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the statute of the Torah. So in the teaching of Chassidus, it explains that the word Chukas has an additional meaning. It comes from the language of Chakika, engraving, which is a hint that Jews need to study Torah and fulfill the mitzvahs in a way engraved, not like something which is written. Then the ink is something separate, and the item you're writing on is something separate. Later on, you bring them together and you connect them one with the other. That's regular writing, ink on paper. You have ink, paper, and then you put them together, you're writing them on the paper. But it has to be the study of Torah, observance of mitzvah, in a way of engraved. As you engrave letters on a rock, then the letters themselves are part of that stone itself. They are not an added item from this from strange. So too is in the observance of mitzvahs and the study of Torah. It needs to be like a matter of engravement, that He and the Torah and the mitzvahs should be one. And then the Torah tells us, "In b'chukosai," that if it's engraved, "Telechu," then I will give your physicality and time. The world will produce its produce with blessing for a speedy recovery.